Jaguars Thursday is next on 1010XL 92.5 FM.
Georgia line on an Old Rock Thursday. We're putting a bow on the show and hammering a nail. Sounds like J.P. Shadrick's favorite team. Alabama the hammer and everybody else the nail.
That's pretty much how it works. Brent, this is not Old Rock, by the way. Florida-Georgia line.
Listen, we change the rules once in a while, especially when Frangie's.
Is this the Brent Martineau show today since Frangie's like in wherever he is?
Well, in my own mind, it's the Brent Martineau show every day.
Every day,
but,
yes.
Yeah. For the outside people, this week it is.
Now, this is the only week, though. Is it back to normal next week? Or what's
next
the
week,
schedule
back to
look
normal,
like?
Yeah.
For you?
Actually, I'm out. I'm leaving in a couple of hours to go to Cooperstown, which I think is a place you would like.
I've been there, yes.
And these guys will have the rest of it for you. So it'll be back to the Frank Frangie show minus Brent Martineau next week, which might be the best it's been in a while.
What kind of show is that? Who needs that? Nobody needs that.
How you doing, man? Speaking of being without people, sounds like you're flying solo. Are you lonely?
We've got a packed show tonight, though. We're going to dig deep on tickets with Chad Johnson. He's sitting in studio, standing by to come on with us. Malik Jackson awesome. A little later. He's got a community event this weekend and next week. And Josh Scobie, yes, he hosted the past and present event for Jags 365 members earlier this week. We'll recap that with Josh, who's... Well, he's trying to take people's jobs around here, it sounds like. I don't know. We'll find out.
Yeah, he did a good job.
Yeah, he did. I know.
Event.
Trust me, I watched it.
I thought that was a good event, too. I'm a season ticket member, so I get I get that email and could have gone. I did not go that night, but it was a good event. I thought they did a nice job.
Plenty of benefits to being a Jags 365 member. 365 days a year, in fact.
I just like to say I'm a season ticket member when Chad Johnson's sitting right next to you.
Yeah, well, he just heard you, and he appreciates it. We all do, Brent.
Section 203. There we go. OTA is about wrapping up. Let me ask you the same thing I asked these guys toward the end of our show, you know, since we can kind of put a bow on the OTAs as we head to mandatory minicamp. Have you learned anything, JP, about this football team? I'll let you think about it for about 10 seconds while I tell you what I learned.
Okay,
I think it really comes down to two players for me, Brandon Linder. We learned of his value, I think, from Doug Marrone and the organization last week. And then Calais Campbell, who spoke again today. It wasn't today that really, you know, put this in my mind, but Doug Marrone way back in the first week saying how important and how valuable and everything that they thought he was, Calais Campbell is, and I think they can already start seeing that leadership. So those are the two things concretely that I think I've learned coming out of OTAs. You know, they obviously don't have pads on. It's really hard to learn in football stuff.
Yeah, and all the other stuff's still a question mark, because what do you really know about Blake Bortles right now? You haven't been able to see him enough, and the same thing applies. It's not a real defense, and they're not wearing pads, and are the mechanics there? Sure, maybe the footwork, but you won't really see a lot until it gets real come training camp. I will say, in limited time we've seen Leonard Fournette, it looks like he fits out there, you know, in terms of size and all that, but the same thing, no pads, you just don't know yet. I'm with you on the Calais Campbell stuff. That was one of the big names they went after, the first name they went after in free agency with the new regime here, and they need that guy to come through. And he has so far. He's talked the talk, and he's walking the walk and all that. So to have him with Malik on the defensive line with the young guys around them, and especially with the change at linebacker going on, you need some kind of veteran presence on that defense. And so far, so good. That's a good start at least. But as Doug Marrone says, Brent, they're wearing pajamas right now. Let's wait till we get real.
It's not really practice right now. One other thought. Tuesday morning comes around, and I know they don't practice until the afternoon, but this would be a Tuesday morning story. Do we see Brandon Albert, or will this be a July 26th Brandon Albert
that's
arrival?
A great question. You know, I mean, if you ask John Osier, I don't know if he's been on this air today or not, but reading his writing, he believes he'll be here, but nobody in that camp has indicated that he's going to be here. So we'll find out. There'll be, I'm sure, PR folks in the organization might need to know that there might be some cameras waiting outside the gate Tuesday morning to see if Brandon Albert shows up. So be ready for Tuesday just in case. Big story. Obviously, he needs to be here. And if he's not here, that's when it really becomes a real holdout, is Tuesday. So far, not a huge loss, I'll be honest with you. It's voluntary for a reason. And when he gets here on Tuesday, if he gets here on Tuesday, then that story will be gone.
One other thing I think that we can note, if you really want it, not to reach, but you can tell the little bit we've been out there and been able to see just how fast, JP, this defense might be.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see it. You know it because of who these guys are, the stats. But I think because there's a familiarity maybe with Todd Wash's system, or at least most of the system, and then players that have returned in this kind of this younger nucleus that has flashed over the last couple years at times but not been able to exactly put it all together, and then you add the veterans, I think you can really see the speed difference. They are not slow at any position.
No, you got Miles Jack in the middle now with room to run. He's not on the line, you know, so that change will be nice to see. Telvin is as fast as can be. The corners are great. Haven't seen the safeties yet now, remember. That's the one thing. They haven't really been
That's
out
true.
There much. So what do you really know about the back end of the defense? I don't know if you really know anything yet. But I'm with you. Yeah, it's fast. It was fast before, but a different kind of speed. But you know what? I'm still not buying that, Brent. It's OTAs, man. It's voluntary. They're wearing shorts. Let's get to like August. Let's get to New England. Practice against the Patriots and see what happens.
Yeah, and
that's
not sure we'll even be able to put a whole bunch of stock in the first couple weeks of August
right.
either, right?
Good point.
Us what you got in September. That's what it's all about for the Jags. All right, JP, I got a challenge. I've got to go St. Johns County, then to Orlando, flight at 10 o'clock. It's 6:06 and 30 seconds.
You better hurry, my friend.
We're going to have to see if we can make it.
Enjoy Cooperstown, man.
95 South. Thanks, bud. Have a good night, a good weekend, and enjoy minicamp next week.
Appreciate it, Brent. And Jaguars Thursday starts right now.
Live from the HananiahAutos.com studio, this is Jaguars Thursday.
Jaguars Thursday.
J.P. Shadrick, Jeff Loggeman, and Tony Baselli bring you the latest Jaguars news and what's happening around the NFL. Jaguars Thursday is brought to you by Baptist Health, Ticket Exchange, and by Everbank.
Touchdown, Jacksonville!
Jaguars Thursday, driven with SunPass, begins right now.
And we're off and running on Jaguars Thursday. J.P. Shadrick, no Jeff Loggeman, no Tony Baselli. They're both off this week, but plenty to get to. A packed show tonight, in fact. Chad Johnson, Senior Vice President of Sales and Service for the Jaguars. Also, Malik Jackson, Jaguars defensive tackle, will join us on the phone. He's got some community events coming up this weekend and next week as well. And Josh Scobie, you might have heard of him, former Jags kicker, on the phone a little bit later. We'll go around the league. We start tonight, though, with Chad Johnson in studio. It's good to see you, man. How are you?
Hey, it's great to be here. I wouldn't say it's an upgrade, but I'm happy to be here and talk.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah, no, maybe I would.
Just
maybe
say
I would.
It, man. You're the senior VP
it's
of
an upgrade.
Sales.
It's an upgrade.
It is what it is. But you took time out of your busy schedule. You not only are you involved, just a little background before we get into the nuts and bolts of Daily's Place. Football side ticketing, season tickets are going on right now. Single game tickets are on sale. But then you open an amphitheater right here. And you're in charge of all that, too. That's a lot to handle on one plate.
Hey, anybody that's looking can tell that yourself, anyone here, we're not wasting a single minute at Everbank Field. And it might be jumping from one phone call on a season ticket holder, planning that event you just mentioned, Jaguars past and present.
Hey,
it was earlier in the
you
week.
Like that?
Yeah. I think next week one you might like, Cocktails and Cigars.
Well, when is that?
Up.
I don't even know about that
so
one.
So that'll be next
Where's
week.
Did my invite get in the mail?
I think you have to be a season ticket holder for that.
Oh, I thought it was. Okay.
But then going back into Daly's Place, which has just been, as we know, busy. 30-plus shows announced already. I think there'll be at least another 12 coming down the pipe.
12?
Well, we've got the Saturday concert series before the home games. A bunch of new things we're working on. So it's been a lot of fun.
I got asked earlier today when I told somebody you're going to come on with us about those Saturday shows. And I think people are excited about a weekend downtown around a Jaguars game. When are some of those announcements coming out? Do you plan on putting them out together? Is it a one-by-one, case-by-case, week-by-week basis? How do you plan on doing
this? So I've got about three or four pretty close down the line, and I'll announce them as each gets finalized. People need to know and start to plan their time and their weekends. And really the idea is we want to theme it. So whether it's the opponent we're playing and maybe a performer that's coming from that same marketplace, maybe it's the military game and someone that really stands up and supports our military so that it's relevant to our fans that are coming and so that they can make an entire weekend of the sports complex, Daly's Place, and Everbank Field.
The opening weekend, what was that last weekend, I guess, right? Yeah. Memorial Day weekend. All the work that went into it, especially the last week to get the darn thing finished. You got it finished on time. The reviews were fantastic. What was a few things that after the opening weekend you wanted to tweak, you had to tweak, that surprised you about the venue?
First, let me say you're right. The reviews were awesome.
Yeah.
It's always about the fans first. If they enjoy the facility, they're going to come back. But what was really rewarding was hearing the artists and the management's comments about the facility. You know, standing and hearing a manager say, "This place is amazing. I had no idea what it was because I only saw it on paper. I've got to bring my other act A, B, or C back." That's what we want to do because then it comes right back to the fans again if we can keep it busy. So that part was great. Our back of house experience was awesome. Few little things that came up. Nothing big at all, though. I kept waiting for something's about to happen. Something's about to happen. And next thing you know, I wake up and nothing happened. So it was really, really a great experience for everybody.
I had tickets for the first show. I just wanted the ticket thing to work so I'd get in on time. The sound to work. That worked great. The beer was flowing. Everything was fine. It was great. It was almost a perfect venue.
When you compare our food and beverage, the speed of service to other venues, we were hands down as strong as any other market. And we were lucky, right? Train, OAR, Natasha Bedingfield, they played three shows prior to ours. So we could compare against other markets. And we over-indexed in every category of their other venues.
So there are benefits. Chad Johnson is with us, Senior Vice President of Sales and Service for the Jags. For season ticket members, you get early purchase priority, right, for Daly's Place. That's part of being a Jaguars season ticket, Jags 365 member.
You know, first, everyone wasn't quite sure what that benefit was or what it meant. And then when they've now received 30-plus emails on these great shows, a couple of them sold out instantly, right? You know, Zach Brown Band, Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds sold out very quickly. Dierks Bentley, Cole Swindell is near sellout already.
Wait, Zach Brown sold out already?
Sold out in minutes, minutes, right? So it does become a great benefit that you know you have access no matter what. If you're traveling and you're not sure on the announcements, they come electronically and you can get your tickets with no issue.
What kind of music do you listen to? Like if you're at home, if you're driving home to your lovely wife and you're in the car.
Number one of all time is the Beatles for me. I listen to
they're not touring 80, anymore. You can't
80%
get them here.
Of the time for me. So, you know, my wife is really into country. So I hear every time I come home so often, "Alexa, play this." You know, and so I'll get stuck listening to a lot of her music. But for me, I have to be really diverse. I have to know who a lot of these acts are that are coming. I have to make sure, even this weekend, right, an 80s band followed by
fears.
A 90s band.
That's
and,
right.
And our goal was to bring different audiences to downtown. Well, look at the difference in the crowds you'll see this weekend. Look at what you saw over the opening weekend. We're really hitting on that now because each time it's really a completely different genre of music.
You're in charge of booking the acts. You're in charge of the sales of the tickets for the venue. Who all else helps you out, at least on a daily basis, on Daly's Place? I know you got a big staff over
there. So I wouldn't say I'm in charge of anything.
You're in charge. Maybe you're the boss.
I help our awesome team. You know, David Altman, who really has done a great job with our sales aspect. All of our premiums sold out. That's the great thing.
That's really
After good. The first weekend, we had 50, 60 inquiries the very next day and people going, "Hey, I remember that email you sent me, and I didn't act on it. I think I want to act on it now." So that's been a lot of fun. We've got a great operations team. Tracy Evans, Jackie, who handle all the back of the house stuff for the artists. We've been getting great reviews from that. And you know, most importantly, our partners at Live Nation, right? They're our partners. They're programming the venue. They left the first weekend saying it was the single best venue opening they've been a part of. And they're the largest operator of live entertainment in the country. So we've really surrounded ourselves with a great team.
And don't they actually own most of their venues, right? A lot of their venues.
Mostly they're owned and operated. So we have a very unique relationship with them and that we own here. But we know what we're good at. We're good at sales, marketing, our culture, our work ethic, the customer service side. And we know what Live Nation's good at. And that's the live entertainment piece. So it's really a great fit for us to bring those two things together. And most of those venues that they own and operate don't have an army of sales and marketing people.
True.
Right? We have a fantastic marketing team, Amanda and our PR department that's out there pushing for us every day.
Yeah.
They don't have those resources. So when they come on site, they're amazed at what we can deliver because it's just not something they're used to.
Season tickets for the Jags still on sale?
They are on sale. They're going well. We're having a good campaign, not great yet. We know that our busiest months are July and August. And
when football's back in session, then training camp.
It's relevant, right? Sure. And the interesting thing now, though, is that our lower levels are starting to get near sellout. So fans that want great seats, they've got to start acting now. There's upper level seats available, but it's the lower level inventory that's getting really tight. And that's surprising to people now because they just think of the overall number. But our goal, we've made clear from day one, grow our season ticket base. The season ticket holders are the lifeblood of the organization, so we're putting every resource in that we can do that. And you know what's fun? Seeing some of these fans that maybe left in 2001, 2002, 2003 for whatever reason, but now that they see the leadership and the change and they remember the good times that they are part of the organization, seeing them come back has been a lot of fun for us.
And a lot of people might come back on board. We'll see in the next few months what happens.
That's our plan, and that's what we're working for.
Jaguars.com for tickets, 633-2000 for the see, it's like I work here or something.
Hey,
I know
listen,
that.
We'll get you on the phones.
Dailysplace.com for tickets to the shows coming up. But good to see you, Chad. Appreciate you coming in tonight. Chad Johnson,
appreciate
the Senior Vice President of Sales and Service for the Jaguars. And this portion of Jaguars Thursday is presented by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and Visit Florida. Play local, eat local, stay and play. This is Tears for Fears. They'll be here Saturday at Daly's Place. Tickets available at Daly'sPlace.com. We'll come back with Malik Jackson at Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
Welcome. You have to enjoy the journey. You know, it's a process. But all you can control is what's in front of you. And right now, it's, you know, just learning the defense, learning the team, getting a feel for everybody. But, I mean, the coaches have a really big attitude, you know, and the way you prepare. And so we're preparing, you know, in good spirits, preparing to win, practicing good habits, practicing winning habits.
Calais Campbell earlier today after OTA number 9, just outside of Everbank Field. Jaguars Thursday continues. J.P. Shadrick. And that's it. There's nobody else here. Joe Fortunato's here tonight. Snooki's in studio with us, hanging out. Max Hockman. But no Tony Baselli or Jeff Logman. He'll be back next week. Our thanks to Chad Johnson, the Senior VP of Sales and Service for the Jaguars, talking Daly's Place this weekend. Tears for Fears on Saturday. And Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups coming up on Sunday. Let's go back to the phone line and welcome in Jaguars defensive tackle Malik Jackson. What's up, man? How are you?
How you doing, man? Thank you for having me on.
Thanks for coming on. I know you've got a busy, well, it's busy with football right now, obviously, with OTAs and mini camp next week, but you might be the busiest community advocate the Jaguars have right now. You are out and about all the time, man. That's your thing.
Yeah, I appreciate it, man. Just trying to, you know, give back to the people that are getting it. To me, coming to support us on Sundays, you know, I know it's we're just having a good time doing things together. You know, I just want to be able to just be doing this, what I gave back, you know.
We'll get to some of the events coming up. This Saturday, you have a youth football and soccer camp, and the next week, a night of giving. We'll get to those coming up. Let's talk a little football first before we get to those, if you don't mind. OTA 9 today. It's tough in shorts, no pads, right? Because you can't really get a full sense of what this group can do, or can you? What can you get out of unpadded practices and OTAs in terms of maybe a group getting together on the defensive line?
I mean, I think what you can get out of this is us learning each other, us showing our athleticism, us being able to work our hands and work our feet and go straight and learn the playbook. You know, it is tough because you don't have pads on, so. You know, there are restrictions, but it makes you a smarter player, and I think it's about longevity. So I'm glad the NFLPA kind of put that in there to protect us. But it makes you just kind of learn the playbook and not go and worry about making tackles, but still fitting up. But it just makes you work your hands and your feet and just your brain. So it's good. It's good.
So you think it is a good balance of unpadded time and padded time? If the players were to give up anything, would they give up any more and have more padded practices, or you're not into that?
I mean, I am into it because I think it builds good habits. You know, I think when you don't have pads on, you get high and your pad level and people get under you. But I think we have a good thing going right now. I think the no pads is good. Like I said, it's all about longevity, you know, for the player. We want to be able to have longevity. So having just going out there with just jersey on, I think it's the right thing to do.
Malik Jackson is with us on the phone line, Jaguars defensive tackle. He's got an event coming up this Saturday, Malik's Gifts Youth Football and Soccer Program. Well, we know the football side, Malik, but what's up with the soccer side of this?
I mean, I'm just a fan of soccer, so I want to kind of incorporate that. Plus, I just want to get all boys and girls in the community to come out, you know, whether for football or soccer, just come out and just enjoy the time and meet a few players and just, get it there in the sun, hopefully.
Yeah, right. It's been raining lately. Hopefully it holds off on Saturday. 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at University Christian School. That's 5520 University Boulevard West. I think online registration is closed. Can kids come out day of and sign up, or is it booked?
I believe you can just come out and sign up, man. Let's just have a good time. You know, I'm not putting restrictions on it. You know, it's free. Just go out there having a good time. So if you want to come out, come on.
I need to come learn some football from you, Malik. Maybe I'll come out there too. Now, did you have? Why is this kind of event close to you? Did you have something like this when you were younger, or have you done this? Did you do this in Denver too?
I did something like this in Denver, but I never had it when I was younger. And I think being able to give back to the community, to let them see, feel, play with football players, let them know that we're just people, you know, and that they can be like, and then. You know, it makes me want to be a kid again, you know, just forget the stresses of being a grown-up and paying bills and all that kind of stuff. And go out there, run around, have fun, and just, you know, remember when football was just for fun and just have a good time. So I think it's just as much for me as it is for the kids.
You get instruction. The kids get a T-shirt, a gift, an autographed item from you. They get fed as well. So check it out Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. at University Christian School. That's 5520 University Boulevard West, the Malik's Gifts Youth Football and Soccer Program. But that's not all. In the next, I guess a week from tonight, we've got a huge event out in Ponte Vedra, Three Palms Grill in Ponte Vedra, Thursday, June 15th, a night of giving for the Malik Skith program. So this is a big-time event coming up next week.
I'm trying to be. I would say big-time, but it's definitely something that, you know, is close to me just because it's trying to, just like I said, giving back to the community, and I want to be able to give with the community itself and kind of learn, see what everybody else wants to give back, whether it be for pets or at-risk youth or for military. You know, there's something that we all can just get behind together and get back on. And that's pretty much what that's for. So if you're ready to come out and have a good time, you know, we're going to have good band there. Just enjoying the night, trying to just raise some money for some good causes. So hope to see a lot of people there.
Yeah, $100 admission to get in. You can go to maliksgifts.org for more information. That's 6 to 10 next Thursday at Three Palms Grill in Ponte Vedra. Everything will benefit Malik's Gifts Foundation, and over $80,000 have gone out in the community from your foundation so far. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. It's been, like I said, it's been nice, you know what I'm saying, just to give back and just do things in the community. I mean, I've helped Boys and Girls Club out, you know, just supplied them with a few things. We did the shelter thing. That was awesome. We did some military thing with some Golden Star families. That was cool. So it's just cool just to kind of give back. You know, sometimes a lot of things are a lot bigger than just football. And, you know, I just want to just be able, like I said, to reciprocate the thank you and the love that these people give me when I go out there and play on Sunday and every day when I walk around here. You know, it's just something that they cannot have. So it's all about.
Malik Jackson is with us, Jaguars defensive tackle. We are counting down, Malik, to Father's Day, too.
yeah.
Are you ready for that?
I'm ready. It'll be my my second one, so I'm pretty excited about it. You know, she's a little older. She still doesn't really know what's going on. She's 17 months, but, you know, it's just another day just to be with her. And luckily, we'll be able to go home. So, right after the event, I'm going home. So, I'll be able to be with her and just have a day and just be a dad. It'll be real nice.
That's coming up quick, for sure.
Yeah.
So, mandatory mini camp next week. I mean, in theory, it's the same kind of things that have been going on in OTAs, but you have to be there now. Right now it's voluntary. Next week is mandatory. What's left for this group to get out of this off-season program? Is there any meat left on the bone you guys haven't got to yet? What's the the last four practices, including tomorrow. What do you guys want to get accomplished here?
Just first health. You know, everybody staying up, staying healthy, and just continuing the good work we've been doing and just learning consistency. Yeah, it's truly just figuring out what we need to work on. For example, me, I got to work on my feet and hamstrings. You know, so it's being able to show these coaches that you can be consistent and you can work on the things and learn and get better and just stay healthy, you know, be able to use your brain and figure things out on the fly. So that's it for the next 4 days. And go home to L.A., relax, and still work on those things and make sure I stay in shape, because the 26th is coming up fast and that's when things get real. And I'm just excited. So, you know, pretty much just stay healthy.
Yeah, stay healthy and stay in shape in the off season and get ready for the heat of summer here in Jacksonville at the end of the
year. Yeah, exactly.
Hey,
exactly.
It's always good to talk to you. We appreciate you. We'll see you here at the yard tomorrow, and we appreciate you coming on to plug these events coming up, man.
Say no more, man. I appreciate you helping me out and everything you do for me, man. It's always a pleasure talking to you, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Malik. Malik Jackson joining us here on Jaguars Thursday Radio. Yeah, so check it out. The Elite Gifts Youth Football and Soccer Program, that's this Saturday at University Christian School. He said he can just show up. You didn't have to sign up. You can go up and show up and sign up there. Also, next Thursday, the Night of Giving for Malik's Gifts Foundation. We'll come back with more. Josh Scobie scheduled to join us, former Jaguars kicker. And we'll go around the league a little bit later. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.
Keep running, Pink. Don't turn your shoulders.
Good job. When it's wet, you got to keep your head down.
Eyes, come on, focus up. We can't have too many balls on the ground.
Good job. Make a play. 1684, you're up.
Go. Don't set it up. Go. Get him over there even more. Then it's an even cleaner run, a catch and run.
Good job.
Hey, on the ball. Let's go. Let's go. Keys.
Take one. Hey, catch it first. Finish. Catch it, finish. Catch it, finish.
Keenan McCardell at practice, mic'd up. On the practice field, you can check out the full feature on Jaguars.com. Great access to one of the great Jaguars of all time. Now on the coaching staff of the Jags and working with the Jags receivers, J.P. Shadrick, Jaguars Thursday continues. No Loggeman, no Baselli. It's kind of quiet in here tonight, which is not a bad thing. Joe Fortunato with us, Hollywood Max Hockman as well. The upcoming schedule for the Jaguars, tomorrow back on the practice field, OTA number 10. And we'll have coverage on Jaguars.com after practice tomorrow. It's the final OTA practice. Now, historically, a lot of those have been canceled or turned into a community outing or a bowling outing. Well, you get the feeling that this crew is going to be practicing tomorrow. And then the mandatory minicamp is next week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, just outside of Everbank Field. Of course, we'll have the coverage, as always, on Jaguars.com. We heard one Jaguar great coming from break. That was Keenan McCardell coaching. We go to another Jaguars great on the phone line now, former kicker Josh Scobie. Hi, Josh. How are you?
Hey, JP. How's it going, buddy?
Great, man. Hey, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it. Because you're trying to take everybody's job around here hosting events. You were here the other night on Tuesday.
Yeah, you know, I guess when you're not available, they call me.
I was here. I was downstairs watching it on TV. No, it was the past and present event at Everbank Field. Jags 365 members got to hear from a handful of former Jaguar players and a handful of current Jaguar players. And was that was your first event as like a host MC with us, right?
It was, and it was fun. I really didn't know what to expect from it, but the fans that showed up were awesome. As they usually are, but the current and former players did a great job, and I had a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It was cool to watch. You can check out the archive on Jaguars.com as well. Are you going to be doing more of this, or what's the story with it? I know you retired as a Jaguar. Does that mean you're done doing stuff, or what?
Well, that means I'm done actually kicking a ball. That's
for
that.
Sure. Yeah, of course.
But you know what? I'm about to start get back involved with the Jaguars and doing stuff like this, and possibly reviving some of my old kicking it with Scobie scenes.
Really? Oh.
Absolutely.
A little breaking news on Jaguars Thursday. Kicking it with Scobie could be back in the mix, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. It's I think it's something that might start up this season with the players and also with fans on game days. So possibly going around and interviewing fans at different tailgating spots and just having some fun.
People are clamoring, Josh. We've been waiting with bated breath for years for this to return. Don't tease us.
Well, this isn't a tease. It's going to happen. It's, you know, it's something that when I was playing that I had to kind of be reserved with you know, at times that I couldn't have as much fun that I wanted to with because of how the season might be going. But now it's going to be a lot more fun because I don't have to hold back at all.
Josh Scobie with us, former Jaguars kicker from 04 through, what, 14, and then a handful of games with the Steelers. Are you surprised?
Yeah, we don't have to talk about that.
Yeah, we won't go there. No, that's all I was going to say about it. But are you surprised how fast it ended? What was it? You know, people say, "Hey, I was in a career for 10 years or whatever," and then all of a sudden it was kind of over. Did it surprise you? Looking back on
it? Yeah, it did. Obviously, you know, I would love to still be playing for the Jaguars, but it got to the point where I knew mentally that I was ready to be done, and that I didn't want to play for another team. Or a different team other than the Jags. So it just got to one day where I was watching an NFL game and, you know, saw a field goal and knew that I had no type of want in me to be out there. And at that point, as, you know, as a professional football player, if you get to that point mentally, you know that it's time to hang it up. Yeah, so I told my wife that ready to be done. And she agreed.
And kicking is a mental position, really. I mean, yeah, there's some physicality to it. You got to kick the ball and accurately
just
do
some,
that.
Just some, thanks.
Just some, just a little bit, you know. But but it is a mental position. You have to be able to mentally be in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, any position, whether it's kicker or quarterback, you have to be 100% mentally involved and committed to your position. And it got to the point for me that I didn't want to do it. And you have to have more than 100% want to in this game. And I was just ready to be done. I was ready to do something else. And I'm looking forward to the next chapter. And fortunately, the Jaguars and I are, you know, talking about the next chapter, and it's going to be some fun content.
Josh Scobie with us. Have you watched Jason Myers? I know you guys were together for a short time here. Do you talk to him much? Do you watch him? Do you critique?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I see him quite a bit. He plays golf where I'm a member at Deerwood. And so I get to see him. We talk quite a bit. And obviously I've watched him. And I think he's got what it takes to be really good in the NFL. It's, you know, the NFL is all about consistency and doing it on a weekly, monthly, yearly basis, and he's got exactly what it takes to do that, and then it's just a matter of doing it.
I know Mike Hollis, former kicker here, has like camps and teaches young kickers. Are you into that kind of thing or no?
No, you know what? I've never been into doing the camps or whatever. I didn't do that growing up. I didn't do that in high school or college, but not to say that there's anything wrong with it. I've just never been into it. But what Mike Hollis does is fantastic. His teaching methods are awesome, and I've seen him do it in person. But that's just not something I've ever been into.
Yeah. Josh Scobie with us now. Let's talk about your golf career, which is starting to flourish, by the way. You're coming off a recent victory, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I won a celebrity tournament a couple weeks ago. It's Marshall Faulk's Celebrity Championship in San Diego just a couple weeks ago. Won that. It's a two-day tournament. I shot 5 under and won by one stroke.
Wow. Who else was in your pairing? Do they do pairings on the final day? How does that work, like, to determine?
Yeah, they do. So they pair you up the final day with whoever is closest to you on the leaderboard. So funny story about my final pairing was with Rick Roden, who
pitcher, yeah.
He's won more celebrity golf tournaments than anyone in history. So on the first tee, you know, they're announcing us and, you know, giving a bio or whatnot. And for Rick, they say a 53-time winner on the celebrity tour. And I'm looking around like, oh, good Lord, I've only played in like 10 of these tournaments. He's won 53 of them. So, you know, it was going to be tough, even though he's 64 years old. It was still going to be tough to beat him, and he came out firing and actually got ahead of me with two holes to play, and I had to birdie the last two holes to win by one shot.
Wow. I mean, it's pressure, right? I mean, it's not NFL kicking pressure, but it's some type of competition pressure. Is it close or no?
Well, it's more pressure for me because I'm not used to that type of pressure. Yeah, I mean, everything's so quiet and still, I mean, at least with football, you know, you have crowd noise to actually drown out how fast your heart is beating and how much you're breathing. But with golf, it's completely different. I mean, everything's so quiet. Everyone's watching you and making sure you don't screw up. And people are standing, you know, 15, 20 feet away. With football, you know, the fans are 50 yards away. So it's just a completely different animal. But I enjoy the competition, and that's why I got into football whenever I got drafted by Jacksonville, and started really focusing on the tournaments and competition level of it, and hopefully do that in the future.
How many of those are you going to play this year? Is there? I mean, you said there's kind of a tour kind of thing. A lot of the same people go to these different events, but how many are there, and how many do you plan on, or how many will the family allow you to play?
Well, there's really not a tour anymore. There used to actually be a celebrity tour, but that changed about 10 years ago with the recession. So now there's only really three or four tournaments a year that a lot of these same guys play in. And hopefully I get to play in some of those. I mean, the one in Lake Tahoe that I've played in the past is more of a, like a popularity tournament now than it is just a golf tournament. So that one's next month. So hopefully I get in that, but we'll see. And then there's another one in Orlando in, I think, February. So we'll see if I get in that one, too.
If you need a caddy, give us a call. We can arrange that.
Oh, you know people?
Oh, I know. I don't know. I might be available. You never know in the summer. Orlando's a short drive, you know. I work cheap.
As long as you can drive the beverage cart, that'd be okay.
Well, I can do that. I can do that pretty well. I have experience with that one. One final thought, Josh, back to football for a minute. You're here in Jacksonville now, but I mean, you follow this team. Do you follow the team? How close do you, and what do you think of the changes up top here?
Yeah, I absolutely follow the team, and I love what's going on right now. And I love the mentality change that Tom Coughlin and Doug Marrone have brought, and with the additions of the free agents, some of the guys that I had spoken to earlier in the week with the Q&A session, like Calais Campbell and AJ Boye and Barry Church.
Yep.
I would just with the defense alone, it looks fantastic. I mean, adding those defensive presences, I think it's going to be great. And the draft, in my opinion, was awesome. I think Leonard Fournette is going to help the team out. It's going to put the offense in a lot better situations in terms of second and five, third and one, instead of second long and third and long. So I like the way the team is looking this year. And I think this is going to be the best year in quite a few years.
Josh Scobie, former Jags kicker, joining us. He broke some news that there might be Kicking It with Scobie back on Jaguars.com or some kind of Jaguars media. We'll hold that thought for right now. It's always good to talk to you, Josh. I appreciate your time, man.
All right, thanks, JP.
There he is, Josh Scobie. Greatest kicker in Jags history, right? That's pretty fair. Absolutely. big game-winning kicks in his career for the Jags, and nice enough to join us here tonight on Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio. Hey, check out Jack Hanania's Audi Jacksonville on Blanding. You can lease a beautiful new A3 from just $229 a month. Head over today for details. We'll come back with a look at the upcoming schedule at Daly's Place. Also, the schedule for the Jags coming up. And a look around the National Football League where we read other people's headlines. This is Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio. This portion of Jaguars Thursday is presented by the Florida Restaurant and Lodging Association and Visit Florida. Play local, eat local, stay and play. This is Third Eye Blind. They will be playing tomorrow. Well done, Joe Fortunato. No, they'll be playing Sunday at Daly's Place.
I thought you were going to hit the post. You almost had it.
Yeah, sorry. My bad on that. Joe Fortunato, Jaguars manager of radio, Max Hockman with us tonight. Tickets available at dailysplace.com. Tomorrow, it's Tears for Fears. Sunday, it's the band you're hearing right now, Third Eye Blind with Silver Sun Pickups. Get your tickets. Should be fun. Also, some other shows coming up on the schedule at Daly's Place. Rise Against and the Deftones. That's June 24th, a Saturday. Diana Ross, legend. June 28th. Let's see. Chicago and the Doobie Brothers, July 1st. Tickets available. Incubus with Jimmy Eat World. We got some shows coming up here. And as you heard from Chad Johnson earlier, the VP, Senior VP of Sales and Service. Well, let's see. There's a sellout already. The one of the country shows is sold. Zach Brown Band is already sold out.
I've gone to Chicago.
Are you? Good.
Yeah.
That will be nice. Yeah. I might go to one this weekend. I think I'm going to go Saturday. Tears for Fears. I was born in the 80s, Joe, but I do recognize.
You don't want to know when I was born.
No, I don't. So plenty of good shows coming up. Check out dailysplace.com for the entire schedule, and there are more to come. As you heard Chad Johnson say earlier tonight, they've got about 30 on the schedule already. There could be 12 to 15 more before the end of the year, including the Saturday night shows before home games. They'll try to work around the Jaguars schedule and get acts in here that have something to do with that weekend. So that'll be something to look forward to. The announcement of those should be coming fairly soon or as they come. Earlier this week on Jaguars.com Live, that was Wednesday here on the website, we had a very special guest. It was DeJuan Smoot who joined us, first of all, the rookie defensive lineman. But then a surprise guest jumped in as well. Fred Taylor was in the building. He was supposed to play in the Jags Foundation Golf Tournament, which was postponed on Wednesday. It's actually been moved to a couple of weeks from now. But Fred was in the building and hopped in on Jaguars.com Live, and John Osier asked him about first-round pick Leonard Fournette.
Huge guy who moves like he's 215. But with a lot of power and torque behind it, big arms, he can stiff arm you and keep you away. So he has great reach. He catches the ball well. He has a solid jump cut where he can get outside. He's run away from people. The safeties better be aware. The cornerbacks better pay a lot of attention to him. Just like to have him make sure he's, you know, stay the course. Just get in here and understand what the business is about and understand why he was chosen that high, because the team has expectations. So I think if he can juggle that piece and learn how to create a routine, I was going to mention that to DJ, it's about routine versus commitment. So, you know, once you develop a routine, learn how to take care of your body, I think he'll be a kid. God forbid any crazy, you know, malicious injury or anything, he can be someone that can play for 10 plus years if he take care of his body.
High praise from Fred Taylor regarding Leonard Fournette earlier this week on Jaguars.com Live. And he looks the part. If you see him on the practice field, he looks like a grown man already. He still has some room to grow as a pro, as all rookies do, even though he came from a big program at LSU and was in the Heisman hunt a couple of years ago and had big runs and is really one of the great backs in SEC history. well, he's now a professional running back, and to get close to the guy that's on the wall here, Fred Taylor, who just was talking about him, it'll take some work. It'll take some work on the field, certainly, but a lot of work off the field with the groups that kind of come into the picture of any first-round pick. How does he work that off-the-field process? We'll see moving ahead here. Hey, let's go around the National Football League where we allegedly read other people's headlines. Well, that's probably true. Let's start off with Bills cornerback Sharice Wright took an Uber from Chicago to Buffalo, New York. 550 miles. The driver apparently thought at first, this is true, that he wanted to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. So he agreed for the ride. Then Sharice Wright got in the car and said, no, I need to go to Buffalo, New York. He said, well, hey, I agreed to, let's go. 550 miles, stopped one time for gas. The bill turned out to be $632. Sharice Wright tipped him $300, so $930-some-odd. There has been a Bills sponsor that has stepped up to match that total to give to the driver as well. So the driver, yeah, he had to get to Buffalo, but then he's stuck in Buffalo, New York. He got to get back. Well, they took care of the guy, and they became apparently pretty close on a five-hour car ride. The driver was had immigrated from Turkey and was away from his family and the whole thing. The story is on NFL.com.
So $600 bucks one way, $300 for a tip, and then another figure six to come back. That's $1,500.
Well, no, you don't pay for the return trip.
Well, he had a... He's got a comeback.
Unless you find somebody in Buffalo that needs to get to Chicago, which is kind of hard to come across, right? Interesting story there, though. So, but the Bill sponsorship kind of took care of the driver, which was nice to see. So, because Wright wanted to get back for OTAs. He's that dedicated to the cause in Buffalo. Like they used to say, nobody circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills. That's the old Berman line. Jeremy Maclin's tour continues around the NFL. He visited Buffalo earlier this week and then visited the Ravens on Thursday. He was released by Kansas City this past Friday. There's reportedly four or five teams that are in the hunt for his services. The Browns, one of those. The Eagles are not one of those. Coach Doug Peterson said Thursday that Philadelphia has no interest in Jeremy Maclin at this time as an Eagles, former Eagles guy. Joe, what do you say?
He's got to be, what, early 30s?
He's young. No, he's not even 30, I don't think.
Well, then why is he still looking for work?
That's a great question. I think he's going to find work. I don't think that's the issue. It's a matter of where he wants to go.
Yeah.
So there you have it. Jeremy Maclin touring teams around the league. Saints defensive tackle Nick Fairley has sought different doctors' opinions. He has a heart condition, and there are questions of whether he'll be able to continue playing football. One said he should stop. Another gave him a little different opinion. They're now waiting on a third opinion. He just re-signed with the Saints, a four-year deal worth up to $28 million, but he's waiting on a doctor's opinion to see if his career will continue. The Patriots agreed with Julian Edelman, wide receiver, on a multi-year extension that came late this afternoon. He's a pest, and he goes well in that New England offense of Tom Brady and all the rest. So there you have it, a look around the National Football League. As we mentioned earlier, tomorrow, Jaguars back in the practice field. About 11 o'clock or so, it is closed to the public for the final OTA session. And as also we said earlier, you know, in the past, it's the 10th OTA. Oh, thanks for coming to the first nine. Let's cancel this one. Let's go bowling or play paintball or, you know, play Red Rover, whatever they do.
Why do you get the feeling that may not happen?
There's a few reasons why I don't think that's going to happen tomorrow. I think the Jags will be on the field tomorrow for the final OTA session. That's my gut, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but you get the feeling with the...
Don't you think there's enough bonding going on while you're banging on each other on the field?
Well, they're going to do it one more time tomorrow, and then three more times next week, too. Guess what? They're going to get their fill. Whether Doug Marrone feels that it's true practice or not, which he said, you know, earlier this week, that this is, you haven't seen practice yet. Just wait till we get the pads on. They will not waste a moment of this time. So tomorrow is the final OTA practice, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, the mandatory minicamp at Everbank Field. And the big story will be, will the left tackle show up? Will Brandon Albert be here? It sounds like he might. We'll see. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody from their camp has said anything. And we'll find out. There will be cameras camped out here on Tuesday to see if the left tackle shows up before mandatory minicamp. Hey, our thanks to Tony Boselli and Jeff Lagerman for nothing. They didn't make it tonight. Our thanks to Chad Johnson, Senior VP of Sales and Service, Malik Jackson, Josh Scobie, for Joe Fortunato and Hollywood Max Hockman. I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching and listening. Jaguars Thursday on Jaguars.com and Jaguars Radio.